Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
A rally for the hostages being held today outside the UN.
Let my people go!
They chanted over and over again, let them go now. 6 months after the Israeli-Hamas war started, 133 hostages are still being held. The focus by each speaker was on the hostages and the torture they've endured. Congressman Gerald Nadler echoed the words to bring them home, but then he said the U.S. should press for humanitarian aid for the Palestinians, and the crowd disapproved.
We must do more to bring food and assistance to those who are suffering. We must protect those.
Many in the crowd held posters with the pictures of the captives, and they waved and wore Israeli flags. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM, across the street from the United Nations.
14 people, including 5 firefighters, have been injured in a fire in Bath Beach, Brooklyn. Started just before 10 o'clock on the second floor of a 3-story home on Shore Parkway. Fire was brought under control about 45 minutes later. The 9 people who were taken to the hospital are being treated for smoke inhalation. Firefighters also have minor injuries. It's not known how the fire started. So you're looking for some place to watch the eclipse tomorrow. You've got plenty of choices.
There are all kinds of watch parties and events across the area. Some, like the viewing on the flight deck of the USS Intrepid, are first come, first serve. Other events range from a free watch party at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden to a $99 a head experience at the One World Observatory. Now, no matter how you're watching the eclipse, please do not look at it without the special glasses. You can do serious permanent damage to your vision without feeling it or seeing it until it's too late. We've got everything you need to know about the solar eclipse in our area at 1010winds.com. I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Governor Hochul with some advice today for those hitting the road for upstate and western New York State tomorrow.
So pack your patience along with snacks and water and make sure you have a full tank of gas. We've been in communication with our gas stations all across New York. Be ready, fill up in advance.
And this whole thing is expected to do big business for towns throughout upstate and western New York State. A stabbing outside a migrant shelter on West 57th Street. Police say one man stabbed another in the chest and arm, then ran away. The victim is 35 years old. He's expected to survive. It happened around 6 o'clock last night outside the Watson Hotel. 2 major credit companies could soon merge into one, and that could be bad news for consumers, so says Senator Schumer.
If these two companies merge, this is Capital One and Discover. It could mean higher interest rates, bigger fees, less competition for tens of millions of customers and millions in New York and Long Island.
Schumer says he's demanded information about their proposed merger. New Jersey's cherry blossom season is in full bloom. The Essex County Cherry Blossom Festival officially kicked off yesterday in Branchbrook Park in Newark. It runs until next weekend. Park stewards at Branchbrook say full bloom for the trees will be between now and April 14th. Senator Booker, a Central Ward resident, says Newark beats Washington, D.C. when it comes to cherry blossoms. And indeed, it is a beautiful sight. It's Tulip Day in Union Square. There are 200,000 tulips on display right now in the park. Marks the 400th anniversary of Dutch settlers arriving in New York. Nadine Grindel is the social media director of the event.
When you arrive in Union Square, you'll see 200,000 tulips taking over the park. And we want to welcome thousands of people to enjoy this special area. There'll be tulips of all colors, all variants, and it really just kind of showcases spring and the meaning of bringing people together for a special event.
Tulip Day celebrations have previously been held in Amsterdam and San Francisco, but this is a first for New York City. A man with a machete was arrested at the 50th and 8th Avenue subway station. The Post reports two transit police officers spotted the man with a large blade on the southbound platform Friday morning. He was reportedly acting erratically. 43-year-old Justin Wojnow was arrested and charged.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.